I brought my agent to my show in the main room.
Oh yeah, how'd it go?
I bought my dick off.
Farting in regular yoga class, fine. Farting in hot yoga is...
First of all, just want to touch on that. Not fine to fart in regular yoga class. Do you know how many shows I've done with people I didn't want to fucking see? I don't. A million?
All of my bridesmaids are wearing potato sacks. I don't give a fuck.
I wish I was worse when I drank so I'd stop.
Boy, the dicks I've sucked for literally nothing. Ah, here we go again.
Welcome to Slav!
Oh yeah. Welcome back to Slavs. It is Monday morn or afternoon or whatever the hell.
Whenever you're tuning in, or in the middle of the night, early Monday, we don't know, late Sunday night.
Maybe it's Tuesday. Maybe you didn't get to it. Who knows?
Maybe it's the middle of the week. Maybe you don't prioritize us the way we think you should.
Maybe you just don't give a shit. All right, start over.
We have a hilarious guest here today, Jeremiah Watkins. How the hell are you? Thank you for joining
Jeremiah!
Us.
Thank you. It feels good to be an honorary slob today.
So happy to have you.
Yeah. Good to be here.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
Just real, like, creepy radio age.
Yeah.
So
welcome back on the show. It's so good to be with the slobs here this morning.
Very nasally. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
We can get right in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
I keep joking that me and him need to do something where we just film our noses talking. I don't know how.
God,
I'm glad you said that because, like, I almost went nose off and then I was like, don't say that. Don't do that.
No. Only we can say it. All right.
I think we know.
We get offended if other people say it, but Steph and I will look at each other and be like, okay, what's up?
Yeah.
Good to see you.
I see you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's okay if others, if others say it. Very offensive.
It's horrifying.
We
I'm
did
so
a fun
sorry.
Riff on your show about it, on your stand-up on the spot show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm excited for that episode to come out. It'll be good.
You
killed it.
On the spot,
she freaking
so fun.
That's
it.
Such a fun fucking show. If you guys haven't seen that, you need to go. It's monthly at the store?
Yeah. Every second Tuesday of the month at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
We do full episodes online and clips and stuff. And yours will be down a bit.
I'm pumped. Yeah, it's a really fun idea for comics to get up and, you know, Just riff.
Yeah. No material. Just all off audience suggestions. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I did it at Skankfest a couple years ago. It was super fun. And I had such a fun riff of a thing that I was like, I should make that a bit. And then I, of course, never did. I was like, oh, that was great. And then fucking just tucked it away.
The fun thing about those shows is you can have such a good fun. My experience is I'll have so much fun and then I'm like, that should be a bit. And then I write it down and pitch it the next night and the magic is gone.
Yeah.
And nobody laughs. And I'm like, oh, that was just a special thing in the moment.
Sometimes it's just in the moment. And then sometimes you can harvest the essence of it, but you have to repackage it a little bit just because it's in the middle of a riff or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many times you guys have done where you have a crazy riff and then you're like, this is going to be a bit and it just can't hit. I was looking at when we did Chicago and Zany's in Chicago together. I went on a crazy rant. I just was re-looking at it last night thinking how could I went on a crazy rant about did they used to twerk in the 1400s to music.
It annihilated.
It was destroying. And I'm on the fence of do I just put out this clip as a clip or do I wait and try to harness it? Cause it's so.
You didn't put it out yet? She starts twerking on the stage.
Yeah, I put my feet on the wall, but I was da na 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 na. But I'm is it, where you just have magical moments where sometimes it's just the moment.
Both? What if you put it out because it's such a killer clip and then you keep developing it and then, I don't know.
That's
you do
true. I guess you could. It's not there's
you're
also
not
that
burning
idea
it.
Of my clip's out. Everyone's going to see my 23,000 followers. The bit's dead.
Also, nobody's going to be upset. I think I've seen that twerk bit that JMS put out. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing is, too. I think there's a lie that we tell ourselves about you can't, people don't want to see the same bit. And it's if you do the same thing over and over and over.
Right.
But people do get excited about oh, I hope they do the fucking lip dip bit,
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I stopped doing any joke that I did on the Netflix thing because I felt people were going to come to my show. Because
they saw that.
And they didn't know who I was before. And they're like, oh, that's the only 7 minutes she has. And so I don't do it on stage anymore.
That makes sense.
But after people are like, you didn't do the 69 joke. And I'm like, no, I didn't do it because I feel like that's, I don't want you thinking it's all I have.
Right.
Yeah. It's so
it's
funny.
Yeah.
It's always weird because it's like, oh, you wanted to see that? I've also had people who had seen a show a year before be like, I was hoping you're going to do that bit about the, and they say something and I'm like, that's not
really. That
I
makes me feel so much better because I'm about to, I always freak out when I'm about to go back to a club that I was at the year before because I'm like, I don't have a new hour, but I definitely have new
chunks
material.
Yeah. That's fine. People get excited and they like the hits. It's so funny because it's, I think, the thing we tell ourselves of, oh, has someone seen this? It's the worst when you find out someone in the audience are like, I've been at every show. And you're like, why?
Yeah, I know, it's very bizarre.
On a weekend, you're like, I'm doing the same set.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody will tell me at the beginning of a weekend, they're like, I'm also going to see you on Saturday, the early show. I'm like, All right, I'll try to do a different set.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's so great.
Oh, God, why'd you tell me that?
I know. The thing in our head is like, the entire rest of the audience is different. Why does it matter?
It does, though. It really does to me.
I'm pandering to that one person.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I do like write down my sets before every time I go on stage. It's just always been
whatever
part of
my city
routine.
You go to?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good call.
Do you like bullet point or you fully write it out?
I've done it the same way since I started doing comedy. I number the page one through however many minutes I'm doing. So 45, 60, 15. And then I just write that many jokes out. And for some reason, it's always worked out just fine. If I'm doing a really, you know, if I'm doing 45 minutes or an hour, there's usually...
We're all crumbling. We're like, we're not meticulous enough.
A number of jokes
we're
that
all
I...
like, yeah, we totally do that too. Yeah, yeah.
There's like a number of jokes that I won't get to. Like I won't tell 60 jokes in an hour, but I'll tell 50.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, so you do like a full six. I think when I first started doing like long headlining sets, I would do that and then realize, oh, that's way more material than I'm going to need.
Yeah.
And then I just, as years went on,
I like to have
became
more
progressively lazier
than I need process. Because sometimes I'm just like, honestly, and we've all done stand up when like you don't feel well, when you're really sad, when there's like personal shit going on and I have to have a set where it's like, I have enough material for if I just do material.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, 9 times out of 10, that is not the case. And I talk to the crowd a little bit, but it gives me room to have, to not need to be spontaneous where it's like, if it's a Thursday show or a Sunday show and I'm just like, I'm not killing right now.
I'm just going
to
go into autopilot.
I'm like, at least I have enough jokes to just not, you know,
that's...
to where if the laughs aren't taking up the amount of time that they normally do, it's like, I can keep talking. I don't have to let it be fucking silent.
It's so weird where you're just sitting there being like, usually there's a thunderous applause after this bit.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay.
Well, there's not now. Tell us the next joke.
Keep going, clown.
Yeah.
I bring a little cheat sheet on stage, and I know not a lot of people do that, but I have been doing it since I started doing comedy. Every single time I headline, I do a little, I put it on the back of my phone. No one's ever, I did it because one booker in Canada told me I can't do it. And I was like, fuck you, I can't do it. I'm fucking doing it. And I've been doing it since I started. 20 years now, I've been doing it.
That's
no
so
one notices.
Funny.
I barely look at it. Like, I like, if I have to, again, if I'm bombing, I'm like, oh, and I'll glance at it or I'll take a drink at the same time. No one fucking knows.
Yeah.
And I'll never stop doing it.
As long as you're not like actual nose in a book, I don't think it matters at all.
No, I stopped doing that because I realized, and I think I'd probably be fine now, but it was kind of when I was newer to headlining. It became like a safety blanket crutch thing.
That you keep
where I would
going
look
back
and I didn't
to.
Need to look.
It's like when you have the lines memorized, but
you have the
but
script,
you have it in your hand and you just want to look at it.
Yeah. So I kind of just had to force myself out. You've also left one of those in my car by mistake once. And I was like, what in the fuck is this
it
serial killer
sense.
Pussy man short guy? And I'm like,
pussy man short guy.
That's it. That's how I labeled it.
You thought she was trying to tell you, you thought it was for you. She's like,
coding.
All right, well, bye. And throws a little note over her shoulder. And
like, what does it mean?
Pussy fat bunt short. What?
It sent me on a 4-week journey across the country.
It's only one word. I don't know why I can hold a joke. It's just literally a word in case I need to like.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Well, you're like really physical too. So I'm just picturing like if you did a list of like fall.
It's like caveman drawings on it. And it's like, hey.
It's all pictures.
Yeah. I'm like flipping through. I'm like, okay. Okay, cool. I remember
my closer.
Yeah.
Do you have to stretch now? Because I am at the point where if I don't stretch before a
I've
set.
I've been stretching for years.
Really?
Because I pulled muscles back in the day. I would be too physical and then I'd be like, what the? Yeah, when I didn't stretch. So now I stretch before every time I go up.
Your wife is like, why are you walking? Like you just got off a horse. You're like, oh, I did shitting guy last night.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
I have like an ongoing hip thing lately where it's like, I think I'm having a recurring injury from doing physical bits. I think that's part of the reason I was like, I'm going to go back to high yoga. It's wild. It like fucks up your body.
Yeah.
My back is, and after like a long set, especially when it's like 2 in a night, I'm done. Comics want to go out after. I'm like, did you not see me up there around? For
I left it
hours?
All on the stage.
Yeah.
Soaking wet, back is in half. I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm stiff.
Like, yeah, if you're doing a full weekend, it's like 2 hour-long sets back to back as a physical comedian. You're like, I just did effectively 2 cardio workouts.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to go.
Do I
want to
go out after? Yeah. I already pre-turned my hotel TV to Nickelodeon because I know Friends is going to be on when I get back. No, I don't want to go out after.
You're watching Friends in the hotel?
Yeah.
Really?
Is that your comfort show?
I do Friends or The Office. Those are my comfort shows. Mm. And they're pretty much on all the time on one channel or another.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good that your comfort shows are something popular and not just like an obscure.
I'm doing Friends of Files.
Right.
Yeah. I did Friends of Files all weekend.
That comforts you?
I don't know. It's kind of fun to watch a hotel. Like, no one's going to break into me
here. Murdered in the middle of nowhere wouldn't
every
be
every story,
for me.
It's like she was staying in a hotel.
Yeah. No, it's always some weird house in the middle of the country. Uh-huh. And it's always by the woman's name is Barb and the guy's name is Glenn. And I'm like, I'm good.
He's like, well, she left me. She broke my heart. Or was I spussed at it?
It's always a fire. They're not going to light the whole hotel on fire.
They're going to get me. I'm on the top floor. What's your go-to comfort TV? Or
I'll turn it on every once in a while, but I usually am pretty done by the end of the night. Yeah. I'll try to maybe like go play some pool or something, and then I'm usually like ready for bed. Yeah.
Yeah, I come home and face plant usually. I'm like, and scene. Just on my, I rarely use the TV in the hotel.
Really? I have it on the whole time.
I do too. I have it on in the background. Yeah. I like to have something consistent.
See, that is crazy to me, but the more I talk to people about their TV habits, the more I'm realizing I think I'm the crazy person. Because everyone's like, I like to just have like background noise. And I'm like, I like complete silence.
You guys are like, we're present in the moment. I'm like, all right.
I like old movies that I typically wouldn't rent, but if it's like, Save the Last Dance is on. All right. It's something from like years ago that I'm like, all right, this is on. It's on HBO Late Night or whatever. Yeah.
It seems like there's always a Vince Vaughn movie on.
Yes. Yeah.
I just watched one with him and Owen Wilson, the Google one.
Wedding Crashers?
Oh. No, what's that one? It's a pretty good movie.
One, where they go on like the Google campus. Yeah. They're like interns. Is it called interns?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
But you're a psycho. We drove in like gridlock traffic for an hour and I didn't want to comment because I when someone's driving, it's their radio. It's not my business.
Yeah.
Dead silent. And we're like 45 minutes in. I'm like, for fuck's sakes. And she's like, oh, is it weird? And on the radio. And I'm like, yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah, no, because I had a moment of realizing like, oh, it's completely silent and I'm fine with it. That's, I don't know.
Yeah, we drove in silence a little bit in Montana, didn't we?
I mean, probably. Yeah. I drive in silence all the time. It's like meditative for me.
There's enough going on.
But I need something on.
Yeah,
the whole world is like
sound girl when I came in here.
Do you need
to
have music or conversation going in the car at all times?
Yes. Okay. Especially in the car. We talked pretty much the entire drive across or music on. You were sleeping on like blaring Sparta.
Yeah, we talked and I slept through it because I'm unhinged. Yeah. And I'm like, you think that's odd? You should hear what's going on in my head. It's peaceful.
You snuggling with Susan in the back?
I literally climbed in her back seat where Susan was sitting because we rescued her dog from Canada. Mm-hmm. Well, not rescued, but we had to get her from Canada and drive her home.
Susan is a very just female name, so I had no idea who you're talking about. I was just a roommate or something?
Grandmother.
You rescued a woman, Susan, in Canada? What is going on? Yeah, she was hanging out in the back. We weren't talking to her. Stone cold silence.
Yeah. Pipe down, Susan.
Shut it.
Fuck off, Susan.
Mama needs her alone time.
As I was saying. Yeah, I literally, because I'm such a small human, she's got a Subaru SUV. I just crawled in the back and spooned with her golden retriever. I was like, good night. It was horrific.
I need music. I need something. No. I don't ever listen to podcasts. Do you guys listen to podcasts? This is going to sound bad on a podcast.
Not very often.
I go through bouts.
Whoops.
No, I'll get into them on long road trips. I'll go through little stints of getting really into one podcast. And by really into it, I mean I'll listen to like two or three episodes and be like, Tim Dillon's hilarious. And then I turn on the radio and never look back.
Yeah.
I listen to the Office Ladies podcast because it's the closest I can come to watching The Office while driving.
You love The Office, huh?
I really do.
Wow. Who's your favorite character in The Office?
Michael Scott.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Did you keep watching after he left?
Yeah.
Still good, but just not the same?
Season 9 is very different because it's when Mindy Kaling and Paul Lieberstein both were not writing for it anymore. And so there are a lot of inconsistencies in Season 9 where I'm like, that character would never do that, but it's because I knew the show more than the writers.
You have a trivial pursuit knowledge of the Office. Yeah. Do you
I'm in the Reddit group. I mean, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You should make a spec script of The Office if you wanted to be a writer. Otherwise, why would you do that? But
did you watch the British one or just first or the
first?
Oh, did you?
Oh,
okay.
And what's your thoughts and on...
Because I liked the British one for a long time, more than the American, because I started with the British.
Yeah, I liked it more at first, mm-hmm. but now I definitely prefer the American. I mean, you just get to know the characters so much more. The American one is 9 seasons long and the British one is 2.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've been through more with the American characters.
That checks out.
Yeah, I don't know. We got real deep into The Office right now.
Well, I listened to one podcast that ruined my life. It put me in a spiral and I never listened to one again.
Wait, what podcast?
It was a Marc Maron podcast.
Uh-oh.
Not Marc Maron. It was his guest that set me into a spiral. Who Kristen Wiig. Her podcast about how she got into comedy is one of the most triggering things I've ever listened to as a woman.
Oh, wait.
Didn't want to do it. Didn't really care. Came out here, wanted to be an artist, and then did improv for a bit. And then, you know, got auditioned for SNL, didn't get it. And then a week later, got it. And I'm like, I was driving across Canada at the time with me and my friend, left my whole friends and family, just spent $15,000 on
this. This is when
card.
You were driving to America.
Yes, driving to America. And I was like, I looked over, both of us were just tears streaming down our face. We were like, we wish we could be so lucky. Like, it was like the most uninspiring story I've ever heard in my life. And I was just like, holy fucking shit.
Oh, that's...
Listen to it. It was crazy. It literally, like, I'm like, oh my fucking God.
I didn't want to do comedy.
You were driving in whiteout snow to Barrie, Ontario, doing 45 minutes to men, throwing beer cans at your fucking head, making $20, goodness. Almost dying on the way fucking home. Like, I was like, you didn't put any time in. And it was just like, it was, look at me now. You've never had to
run from a bar in Bakersfield.
Like, you never had to go to a back door because you offended a guy so badly he wanted to bottle you in the parking lot. Like, you didn't do any of these fucking things. Like, it was so insane. It was just really, it was really
you
crazy.
You did one class at Groundlings and they're like, SNL.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, not right now. And then he's just, and then Lauren called me and then he said, yeah, do it. And I was like,
we made a huge mistake.
Insane. Like, like anyone who's been doing comedy for longer than 10 years.
I'm going to have to listen to this now because
I'm going to have to never listen to it.
Oh, sorry. Someone's at my front door.
That makes me, your Ring camera is so funny.
Sorry.
Steph just got a Ring camera.
Yeah. I think I have a stalker. So there's a situation here. So I got to keep yanking. Cool.
You hear that, Kristen Wiig? She has a stalker. Yeah. You know nothing about comedy.
Grow up.
Also, she came to a coffee shop I used to work at in Silver Lake and she was the rudest person
are you serious?
She was unbearably rude that I literally will never get past it. She walked in. It was a, what was the fucking place called? I think it's closed down now. Square One. I got canned from it. Fuck you, Square One. She came in with the glasses on and hat and it's me and context. The girl working was another improviser. She's like, oh my God, she's pinching me. She's like, oh my God, oh my God. So I woke up, I'm like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, what can I get you started? She goes, can I have a minute? And I was like, I literally went, and I'm like, I can't. So I just started like cleaning the coffee machine. And I was like, I actually can't. And then her boyfriend came in and he was the nicest man I've ever met in my entire life. Like, how are you? What's going on? What's good? What can I get here? And I was like, going through the menu, whatever. And then she got avocado toast. She had one bite. And I remember I went over to clear it. And I was like, oh, you all done with that? And she goes, oh. And I was like, and then he was like, oh yeah, sorry, she's finished. And I was like, I'm gonna lose my mind right now. Nobody was asking her for an autograph. Nobody was up her ass being like, ooh, like everyone was ignoring her.
Are you sure that she wasn't doing a character?
That's what I was gonna say. Devil's advocate. What if she was doing a character?
What if she was deep into a character? I hope she
Let's give her the benefit of the
She's
doubt.
She's like, okay, honey, we're gonna go into the coffee shop. I'm gonna be a bitchy avocado toast lady who doesn't even eat the avocado toast.
Okay.
Right.
And go. Could you give me a minute?
If that's the case, then guess what? Nailed it.
If you're doing a character, though, I feel like other people have to consent to being in the scene. Otherwise, you're still a bitch.
It was wild.
If your character is cunty customer and no one else is in on the joke, you're a cunty customer.
There is a small fucked up part of me that's like, in a weird way, that is kind of like, if you're doing it alone, it's kind of funny. If you're like, watch this. They think I'm mean.
But too many people are mean.
But it also again, she could have been in a car accident on the way there. I don't know what the situation was.
She could have just had something screamed at her heinously.
Literally. She could have had the worst thing of news of her life happen. But it was like the lead singer of Rancid would come in all the time, fully tattooed man, nicest guy ever. Lead singer of Rage, Zach De La Rocha, would come in all the time. Nothing but the kindest person I've ever met in my life. And I'm like, these guys are on stage being like, suck my ass. Hi, how are you today? Thanks.
Well, they kind of have to overcompensate a little. The guy covered in tattoos has to be like, I know. I just want a latte, though.
I've noticed that a lot where, like, comics whose onstage persona persona as like being a total fucking asshole or like the nicest people.
Jesselnik is who you're talking about.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the kindest man ever.
Yeah. He really is.
Unsettlingly polite off stage. But I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I'm always so excited to be on lineups with him because he's just so pleasant to talk to.
Yeah.
I bombed so bad before him once, and I was like, I've never been more mortified in my life. And he went up after, like, the worst bomb of my life. Like, people at the lab are still talking about it. Like, I know it was a lab, the improv, but it was like,
everyone bombs there.
It was like dead silent. Like, it was a long time no see show, and I got off, and they were like the bookers were like,
I won't do the lab anymore.
I'm not.
I think it's fucking cursed.
The lab does not reward performance. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're chill and subtle there and you subdue your energy, then they're like, all right, I'll buy into this. But like, if you're going big and stuff in there, people are like, do you know where you're at?
Yeah. Literally.
Like, yeah. They act like it's a jazz club.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny, witty one-liners.
When people ask me to do shows there now, I say, I don't have fun there. No, thank you.
Yeah, same.
And I just won't do it.
Also, yeah.
I had a kind of fun
You've
set there
slobbed.
Last night.
Yeah. She's done, dude.
We cut that for a soundbite, please? Yeah, somebody cut. Yeah.
You've been slobbed.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, Justin, like, I bombed so bad, and he went up, and he was like, that is a woman having a mental breakdown. And I was like, oh my God, it was funny. He got a laugh. And then after, I think you were in the main room. We were in the back. And I was like, I'm really sorry. I'm like, I was so embarrassed that that's how you saw me. He's like, no, I just ate shit right after you so badly. It was horrible. And I was like, oh, okay. And then he was just like super chill to talk to. And I was like,
listen,
no.
They're stupid. They don't understand jokes. Okay.
Yeah. They don't get it.
They don't get it.
That's pretty good. I've talked to him about that before. And he's like, he says that he thinks that he can afford to be a nice person to people because he's a dick on stage. Cause he's like, nobody thinks that I'm their best friend. He's like, these people who are so nice on stage, everyone thinks that they're their best friend.
That's a good point. So no one's going to try to like,
Yeah. He's like, no one makes that mistake with me.
That's interesting. Good. Cause I definitely,
and that's why he's my best friend.
Anthony Jeselnik is my best friend. Yeah. I get a lot of people who are like, oh my God, go out with us. Do this. Mm-hmm. You're just like the one friend that's not there.
You would be friends with us. Yeah. And I'm like, you have no clue.
Your nipple is out.
I'm like, I don't hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
I'm so introverted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be friends with you, but I would do the same thing I'm going to do if I'm not friends with you, which is to go home and never talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do a puzzle. Oh, you want to be my friend? No, thanks. I'm going to do a puzzle and watch The Office.
Old Laura, nonstop fun bite.
That's right.
Let's take a quick break here and listen to what these sponsors gotta say.
Who are they? I'm leaving.
And here we are. We're back after that riveting commercial break.
Buy it. Do it. Don't buy it. Don't do it. We don't even know who it was.
Yeah. We love that we
Tell
don't know
us.
Who it is.
Send us a letter. We want to know. We want an update. We want to know if we've gotten more sophisticated ads since it was for like pee your pants pads and overeating recovery. What else did we have? Non-alcoholic beer and alcoholic beer.
Yeah, we love that. We
like let
combo.
Us know. We'd like
that
to hear.
That one commercial we did, Food for Women, that was a weird ad.
Yeah.
That was bizarre.
Gals eat in a trough. Yeah. Why did we get that ad?
I mean, we did the ad read copy, but still.
I don't recall doing that.
Yeah.
We're getting back into our segment. We're trying this new thing, Slob of the Week. And
I'd love to share about my little slob
of
the week.
Here we go.
It's this little deer who got stuck in a muddy pond in Kansas. Jeremiah's from Kansas.
I'm from Kansas, baby.
Oh.
And they rescued him. Let's scroll down and see that story.
I'm sorry. My screen has frozen.
That's fine. We get the idea. It's a little baby fawn in a mud puddle.
And
that's
saw another
my little
video.
Slob of the week. This reminds me of me in 2008 is what this reminds
me
of.
That's you right there.
It's me in Milwaukee in a little puddle of mud.
I saw another video of a deer stuck on a frozen lake and they wrecked because he kept like, you know, when your legs all go out.
They shoot out.
So the deer couldn't get off. So they, hilarious.
This episode brought to you by
Don't
Apple.
Cut that out. Yeah. Tony just boot up an IBM from 1994.
Did he just crank that?
Yeah.
that's our producer, ladies and gentlemen.
But a guy went out on the ice and had this like sled thing that I've never seen before and scooped the deer like back towards the land.
Really?
Yeah, and then he was petting him as he was doing it because he was like kind of scared. It was very cute.
A guy did that with my car when I was stuck in the snow in Wisconsin. He pushed my car out with his plow.
Oh, that's nice.
It was nice.
Did he really damage the front of your car?
Yeah, it damaged the car. I didn't know that, but I needed to get the car out.
Yeah.
It was a 92 Ford Taurus, so it had a couple dings on it.
Classic car, the Taurus.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody had like that beige color Taurus.
That's what I had. It was a taupe.
Wow. What did you drive in Kansas?
I drove.
Is actually that past tense of that one.
Laura, you are so catty for no reason sometimes. Like for absolutely no reason where I'm already correcting myself. And she's like, I believe it's actually drove is the past tense. I'm like, okay, all right. Has nothing to do with my story, but I'm glad you overcorrected me that hard. Anyway, she's done it in the green room a couple times whenever I've been getting ready for a set. Yep.
This is your slob of the week.
This is my slob of the week. I got a bone to pick with Mike.
We were all just going to let him say drived, and no one was going to give him shit for that.
I was myself immediately, and then everybody pounced on me.
Well, you weren't technically recorrecting yourself, because that implies that you had initially corrected yourself.
Oh, wow. My goodness. This is what I'm talking about.
It doesn't end. Oh, I write all my set lists in 45, 60, 15-minute increments.
Is that what your bedtime shape about?
He's still holding on to that.
Yeah. I drove a 1990. It was an Acura CL, and it had a lean in it because the previous driver had cataracts and ran it up on a sidewalk and technically totaled it. Dad was like, oh, "We got a good deal." He's like, don't worry about the lean, but anytime I hit a speed bump, it would bottom out and go.
Oh, God.
So my dad called it the crack era. But it had leather interior. It had it was like a luxury sports car back in 1990, but it had a bunch of damage on it, but it still looked good on the outside. So I was like, this car's mint. This is cherry. So I drove it, worked at a car wash. I would wax it. Solid car. Yeah.
That's a good car.
It was a good one.
I don't know. This might be a really Canadian one. I drove a maroon 93 Plymouth Acclaim.
Ooh.
My granddad died and gave it, I guess we got it. And like the first
time
we turned it on.
Totally thought you were going to say he died in the car.
Yeah, well, I thought so too. And I was just like,
He might as well, because we turned on the air for the first time. I guess never used the air. And he had really bad psoriasis. So we turned the air on. I was like, it was like a blizzard in the car. Skin flakes. Me and mom was just going, It was so bad. No, it was insane.
Oh,
it was crazy. Yeah.
Just skin flurries everywhere.
Skin flurries.
It's like you're living on the inside of a snow globe.
Nightmare snow globe. Yeah.
When the mechanic tells you need a new air filter, I know I personally am like, nice try on the upsell. Sometimes you need a new air filter.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the solution.
Yeah. And I thought I was cool and I got these. You know how people get dice that you hang in your front window?
Of course.
I got these two fuzzy tits, and I thought they were so funny. And my dad hated them. He got so mad. So one day he had to move the car, and I guess they bugged him. So my friend Alexis was walking from she lived around the block, and she came around the block and she's like, I think I saw one of your tits down the street. He got so mad, he ripped them out and threw them down the street. Yeah. Angry man. But just walking and seeing one fuzzy tit on the side of
right?
the I still have them. I bought them again to piss him off, and I put them back up. And he's like, I'm like, I know. I just did this to piss you off.
Is this your friend Alexis who was with you when you saw that guy sucking his own dick? Yeah. That poor thing.
And the same guy.
You gotta stop walking around town after that.
We also got arrested together in grade 11. She hates when I tell that story, but.
Isn't it weird that when our parents get set off about something very specific like that?
Yeah.
It's just like they see red and they're like, no, I just can't stand. My dad had a thing with, I had this calendar of different comic book characters that I put on my bedroom wall. So it was Spider-Man, different heroes and villains. And it got to July or whatever. And it was this black cat posed animated character that she's got big boobs. And it's big cleavage. And my dad got so, he's like, what is this trash on your wall? He's ripped it down. I'm like, I know you're looking at porn on the family computer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's set you off.
For my mom, it's the word sucks. My mom has always hated the expression that sucks. And I asked her why one day. I was like, why do you hate that? I'm like, what does it mean? Because I was a kid. I was like, does it mean something that I'm not aware of? And she's like, it means she still nurses from her mother. And I was like, I don't think it does.
No, I don't think so.
That's super specific.
Oh, God. Someone told her that once.
Like,
and she
I
held
see
on
why you hate the expression, oh, but God. That is not what I meant.
That sounds like something that probably her mom told her.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like from childhood, because yeah. that's like, it means something sucking from a bosom. Like, yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, that's, ugh.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, what's the oldest kid you ever saw still nursing from their mom?
Oh my God.
I saw a kid who was, I think, 6. I used to work at a wading pool in Canada. And I remember the kid going, mommy, I'm hungry. And walking out of the pool and then ripping the mom's shirt on and sucking it. And this woman was like older, like fully gray hair, like...
She's got an underwater walker in the pool, and she's slowly going into the deep end trying to drown herself.
I'm hungry. It was
getting
crazy.
Sucked dry by this kid. She was probably 40 years old.
No, she was, I think, older. She was like 45, 46. And parents would come up and be like, you have to stop that. I'm like, what am I going to do? Suck the milk out first? What do you want me to do? What am I supposed to do? Go in there and get, like, so I'd have to be like, look, people are uncomfortable. And I was like a 15-year-old girl. I'm like, people are uncomfortable that breastfeeding way too long. Like, bizarre. That kid's going to be messed
up. He's on rollerblades and he keeps doing laps around.
Yeah. He just did an ollie.
Hey, mom, I just kick-flipped this gap. Can I get some milk tea real quick? Thanks, mom. Hey, mom, can I have some money for some cigarettes? What's happening over there?
Smoking one hand, sucking the tail of the other. Yeah, it
was so gross. The oldest I've seen was like 2, except in Game of Thrones, and that kid's like 10.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, that's old.
But it's disturbing and disgusting.
Well, you can keep going.
As long as
they feed.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as they keep nursing.
You could literally be a woman in your 90s. If you are continue to nurse like daily, then you.
I think you can even get a man to lactate if his nipples are sufficiently stimulated. I've heard that before.
Really?
I mean, it would take a lot of stimulation over a very long period of time.
Jeremiah.
I'm going to help the wife out a little bit.
My God. That wasn't even my slob of the week either. We're getting to my slob of the week right now. I forgot about that story. My slob of the week in general is American Airlines. And this is why. You know, people make fun of Frontier. They make fun of Spirit. No, I will fly. I will never fly American again. Flying to Springfield, Massachusetts. There's no directs. Got to go to Chicago. Take my first flight. Fine. American. We get to Chicago. I have 20 minutes layover. I run to the next gate. We get on the plane. We're on the tarmac for 2.5 hours. Not on the tarmac, at the gate. Doors are closed. 2.5 hours. At the gate, they go, something's wrong. We're trying to figure it out.
Right.
I'm sitting beside the thing. I'm watching them open the fucking luggage thing. 2.5 hours. Pilot keeps coming on. He's like, oh, we almost figured it out. 2.5 hours. Finally, the guy goes, yeah, we don't know what it is. So everyone's getting off. We're like, all right. So now I'm like, I'm a bit. That was one sniff. This story is going to have more sniffs. So we get off the plane. They go, okay. They move us to another gate. We're looking. I'm like, it says 30 minutes to the next plane. I'm like, okay, great. Whatever. Who cares? I'll grab a coffee. For the next 7 hours. 7 hours. I said that correctly. Every 30 minutes, they would say, boarding in 30.
Oh, no.
They couldn't find the pilot. Oopsies. Where's the pilot? 7 hours. Can't find the fucking pilot.
They lost him?
They don't know where he is.
The guy was there originally, though.
When we first got to the new gate, they're like, okay, the pilot just got in for another flight. He's just coming over here. And that's when the first initial changed to like an hour late. We're like, okay. I'm like, all right. This is around the 6.5 hour mark. People are flipping out now. The woman comes on the thing. She goes, hey, we're probably going to have to cancel the flight. I'm really sorry, everybody. Everyone sprints to the American Airlines line. Me and this old man are fucking racing to like try to get another flight. I get to the front. No other flights. At this point, I'm either going to have to cancel my gig in Springfield or I'm going to have to fly to Boston, rent a car, and drive and get to the hotel 3 a.m. I'm like, I'm going to fucking snap now over the intercom. We found the pilot. Come back to gate. Everyone's like, what? Everyone's running. I swear to God, I was in a fucking, this was a Just for Laughs gags. I swear to God, I was like, what is going on right now? We get back, 7.5 hours later. It was a 9-hour delay. They gave us a $12 voucher to go get something at This is what I'm saying. $12 voucher to get something. I didn't even get it because I was too annoyed to wait in the line to get the voucher. $12 to wait that fucking long. That's a banana at an airport. I'm not sure if you guys have been to an airport before. I don't know what the fuck you're eating for $12 at an airport. A banana and a hair that comes on the banana. Like, I don't know. It was a nightmare. I got into fucking Springfield at 10:30 p.m. The casino didn't... I went up. There's like... Because I was staying at the MGM. Go to the like food court. I'm on Stacia's diet right now, so I can't have anything like crazy. So I'm like, is there a salad? She goes, salad. I'm like, I'm going to kill someone now. I haven't eaten. I'm fucking irate.
Yeah.
I will never fly American again. American Airlines can suck my whole ass.
Wow.
Is that not insane? And you say you exclusively fly American.
Yeah, I fly with them the most.
Really?
Yeah.
No TV also on the way home.
No, there never
Four
is.
4.5 hour flight, zero TV. Reading the barf bag. I don't know what to tell you.
I had one canceled flight where I had to spend the night in a hotel. The flight got canceled to Buffalo, and I did miss my Thursday of the weekend.
Shit.
And
did they put you up?
No, I had to sleep on the floor in the airport.
No,
no vouchers, no offers for food, nothing.
American.
How that is fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's I spent the night and the next flight was literally like, it was 12 to 15 hours later. Because my flight was at 4 p.m. connecting. It was a connecting flight. Mm-hmm. Once again, the first one's always fine. The first one's always fine, the connecting one. But they force you to connect. And I was supposed to get in at like 5 o'clock, get my bag, go straight to the venue. Would have been fine. And I literally flew out at like 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. the next day.
Oh, my God. So no sleep also.
There's I slept on the floor.
You're barely sleeping
like,
on the floor.
Yeah, but it was like, you know, you're a crazy person because you're like kind of,
sketched out in the airport.
I kept walking. I was walking all night in the airport.
And everything's closed at that point, too.
Like, everything's closed. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're not eating. You're not drinking.
They said, they're like, we could put you, I guess, in a hotel room, but by the time that I got to it, to check back in and everything, it was like, this is pointless. So I just stayed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And yet you still fly American.
Because, I mean... I fly so much. That's happened one time out of so many. And I've heard a nightmare story on every airline.
Yeah, that's true.
Where I'm like, they're all bad in some way.
Yeah. No,
so I have the most points with them and I just keep flying them. It's just like, you got to suck it up. It's a mafia. You just have to commit to one of them. It's a gang. You have to commit. You're like, I guess my colors are with this over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do Delta because they have the most TVs in the backs of their seats. And so I made my commitment, but they have never put me through what you two are describing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
They take a lot better care of me than that.
Also, I was wildly embarrassed on the way there. Both Ron Funches and Beth Stelling were in first class. And then I was like, hi guys. And Ron's like, where are you going? And I was like,
turn to the back.
I was like, 29F to be exact.
Yeah. Oh, you got to stop that.
29, go F myself.
Are you flying first class?
No, I'm flying economy plus or comfort plus. Okay. I'm getting the extra 3 to 5 inches of legroom.
Yeah.
And it's the difference between insanity and sanity for me.
Yeah. On United, I usually do like the one, because now I'm with United and I have the...
Yeah, you have the $75 bucks, Steph. Fucking toss it out there.
I will toss it out there when
it's
I'm going.
It's worth
it. I will say this.
I have never regretted spending money on feeling comfortable while traveling. Mm-hmm. Like I one time have paid to upgrade myself to comfort plus first class, because I had a middle seat and I just was having so much anxiety leaving up to it that I was like... I'm getting paid enough to do this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do this. I'm going to actually spend the fucking travel money on my travel and
that's
fly comfortably home from Montreal, you know, rather than sit in a fucking middle seat for a
job.
Yeah.
That's a really big part of your guys' job.
But I've never, you know, I wasn't like, man, I shouldn't have spent that, whatever. Like, I've never regretted upgrading.
I was first class. I'm like, I'm not making as much as Funches and Stelling. That's for damn sure.
I was like, you
guys can know. And Ron was like, you'll get here. And he's being really sweet about it. And I was like,
all right, see you later.
Exactly. I was like hitting him with my bag on the way there. Oh God, it was fine. And then, you know, and then the whole nightmare happened. And I was
so soon. Within this year, you'll be just flying first class.
We want to do first class.
Yeah.
It'd be nice. It'd be very nice. I got offered this crazy gig. I don't know if I talked about this on here yet. It was this cleaning company in Canada. Did I talk about this?
It was a 10.
Maybe I did the $20,000 thing.
Oh, shit. No.
Yeah, they offered me $20,000.
Oh, well.
And to fly me first class, and then completely ghosted my agent. Oh, yeah. Complete. I was like, wow, that would have been a big chunk of money. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
completely pulled out after they're like, they love
grand?
You. They're going to fly you out to do the show. You can do content for them. I'm like, oh, I love this. And then my agents followed up the next day. Never heard from them again. That's crazy.
Yeah.
To get ghosted by a company. I'm like, why'd you offer that then? Don't
I thought you were
going to
find
out
it was like topless and I was going to be like, do it.
Oh, I still would have done it. I'll do
$20,000. I'll fucking do my bits with my vagina.
Yeah.
Lips.
Oh, yeah.
Are you
yeah.
shitting me?
I'll do vagina monologues with my vagina.
$20,000.
Yeah.
I'll get an operation. Yeah.
But that's insane. People are like, because now you get paid content stuff, do you? Sometimes like
social media stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit here there. I haven't done too much like branded content. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't do a lot, but somebody emailed me, Dan, his name was, he emailed me yesterday and offered me $80 a video to do 10 videos. And I was like, $80? Are you sick in the head? I go, people pay like
for 10 videos,
80 a video is insanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the amount of time,
so much
writing
work.
It,
for how many followers you
so
have
much.
Now?
Exactly. Editing it through all this, $80. And I saw the companies. I'm like, you guys have fucking money.
Yeah.
Don't act like you can't shell out more than fucking. And I know what you're giving these big fucking creators.
Yeah.
$80. Dan, eat it.
Pay me for my work. This is what we do for work.
Cause you can give numbers now and people will pay it.
Yeah.
Turns out you can kind of
blow some numbers up. You can it just kind of works. And you're like, really?
One company asked me for something and I said 1,000. They went, not a problem. And I was like, I should have gone a little higher.
Right. You're like, you responded immediately? Dang it.
Yeah. It wasn't immediate. And I was like, well, I don't love that.
Not a problem. What amount would be a problem exactly?
Yeah.
And then could I get a dollar less?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My reply also to Dan was hilarious. I started with LOL. I was like, LOL, Dan. No one's doing your videos for $80 a piece. I don't know who you're asking this of. This is really crazy.
When it's a no, do you sometimes just not respond or do you always say no?
I sometimes not respond, but this was so comical. I had to let him know.
What about you? Do you say no or do you say something nice and Kansas-y?
It's dependent on different factors for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I for the most part will say something nice. If it's somebody blindly hitting me up, I won't respond.
Yeah.
I used to respond to freaking everything, like everything. I was really good about it, but after a while it's impossible. Take up too much of your day.
I don't respond to anything anymore. I used to be like, my rate is this, let me know if your budget changes or whatever. Because
that's nice,
because I wanted to say it, because I think comedians should be paid more, especially comedians who are like right under where I am. You know what I mean? And I want shows to know I'm saying no to this because you're not paying enough. But if you pay more money, you can get better comics.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. I feel like it's a good thing to say too, to people to be like, I'm not doing it because of this. I got offered to do
I
a
could
show
do
for,
this.
Like, I think
I will
bucks.
Not.
And I'm like,
$10.
No, it's not $10. Sorry, it was 5 minutes. Sorry, they want me to do a free show, and they said times are 5 minutes. I go, 5 minutes. You're driving to West Hollywood for 5 minutes? What do you
right,
mean,
but no,
five minutes.
It's not 5 minutes. It's not 5 minutes. It's fucking 3 hours because you have to shower and you have to do your hair and your makeup and you have to drive there and you have to drive back home. There's no such thing as a fucking
free
5 minute
show
set
for 5 minutes. I was like, who's doing 5 minutes anymore? Is anyone doing 5 minutes?
How many comics are on the lineup? 30.
There wasn't even that many. I was like,
five.
And then you're like, okay, that's going to be, it's bizarre. I don't know what to tell you. I'm over it. I'm tired.
Why would you want to book a show where you're having people do that little time?
I don't know.
Sometimes, yeah. I don't know. They want to put your name on the flyer so that they can draw and then the host does fucking 20 minutes.
Yeah, the host has an open micer that's like, I'm going to try. Yeah.
I'm going to do my half hour tonight. Well, how about you do it in a year instead? Mm-hmm.
I love those hosts. We were telling nightmare-like host stories where like the host does like 30 off the top and then does a bit after you headline.
Yeah.
Have you ever had those things?
I've gotten off stage before and I've said audibly, what the fuck is he doing? Mm-hmm. Is he telling more jokes?
Oh, yeah.
Tell a
weird
joke after the headliner is the
it's
most insane thing in the world.
An insane move.
It's
the show's
it's
done.
It's over.
The show's done. People put their coats on. They're getting ready to go. They've paid their tabs.
Yeah.
They're leaving.
And let them leave. They have to pee. They're tired. They want to go home. They're only staying to be polite. They're not like, boy, I hope the host does five more.
We didn't read. I forgot we had a slob story.
Oh, my God. We had to read our slob story.
Yes. Okay. Hi, my name is Haley, and I'm from Ontario, Canada. Shout out, Haley. I'm from Ontario, Canada. Okay. Nobody cares. I was in a long-distance situation with a guy for a while. It's now over, but we still talk a lot. Sometimes I'm a dumb bitch. She wrote that. I didn't write that.
I like the self-awareness.
Yeah.
That sounded like an internal thought.
I thought you were speaking for
her. No, she had that in brackets with a little smiley, laughy face. For part of my job, I traveled to teach courses, and this is where I met him. He was a participant in one of my classes. We hit it off, and after the week was over, we started to be in a situationship. Sorry, I couldn't read, for a long time. A few weeks ago, I was up teaching a course, and I was sitting outside with a bunch of folks who work with. He sent a message to check Facebook. Sorry, I can't read. I opened Facebook Messenger and he had attached a video. The video started playing very loudly. He was saying how he was driving on the 401, big highway in Canada. Mm. Someone's bumper flew off their vehicle and smashed his windshield. I turned it off as quick as I could. My coworkers asked what the video was and I replied, oh, my ex got into an accident on his way to work. Fast forward to the morning. We are all in the conference office and my coworker, who happens to be his mom, that's a big turn there.
Red flag.
Okay. Comes in and said, guess what happened to my son last night? She proceeded to play the video loudly for everyone. As soon as the video was over, I acted completely shocked, asked if he was okay, and pretended I had never seen the video before. I went on with my day, hoping that no one would ask me about the fact that I had an ex who was my coworker's son. As soon as the video was over, I acted completely shocked. At lunch, we all eat in the cafeteria style seating. His mom played the video again for anyone who missed it in the AM. A male coworker looks at me and said, Haley, was that the video you were watching last night? I said, no. And he went, oh, it sounds the exact same.
Oh,
pretty sure everyone now knows I was dating / fucking my coworker's son. Cheers, ladies. Thanks for a great podcast every week. That's pretty slobby.
That's pretty slobby.
It's also pretty slobby just to like watch a video of your ex getting an accident going. Anyway, so what?
Not texting. Are you okay? Yeah. Anything like that?
Yeah, no follow up.
You know who the real slob is in this story? In my opinion, though, is the friend who says, "Are you sure? Because it sounds the exact same." Fuck that friend.
Oh yeah, that's pretty bad.
That person is not your fucking friend.
I feel like I would have done that.
Really?
I don't know.
In front of everybody? In front of everyone I worked
unknowingly,
with?
Unknowingly? Like, but just kind of like, yeah. Really? Because it's kind of, yeah.
Really? It sounds the exact same.
But yeah. he didn't know that he was fucking the person. Like,
very peculiar to that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow,
like,
how
wait.
Did they have the same video?
Yeah.
How old is this person? I'm so curious about the details of
Haley,
the relationship
right
with
in
the
with
son
age.
And the, you
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
what's
that's
the
coworker's son. Like, that's a.
Oh, right.
And the mom doesn't know?
Yeah.
I hope this is an adult.
Yes.
Oh, it was
no,
kind of
I assume
big.
Adult.
I hope the coworker's son is also an adult.
No, I assume that she was like, I assume she's like our age.
Oh, yeah. It's a person who's.
And
driving.
The mom is just like an older, you know, you can work in an office with like varied amount of ages here.
I want to know how big
video?
Your town is. I want to know.
Well,
a
this
lot
is Ontario.
Things.
And even I'm assuming Ontario, there's a lot of small towns. So it could be, she didn't say Toronto. So it could be anywhere. It could be small town Ontario. It could be a bigger city.
That story's crazy. That's super embarrassing.
That's wild.
I really want to know what happened next.
I'm really embarrassed.
Haley, give us a fucking chapter two, dude.
We need chapter two.
We need to know some age. We need to know some stats.
We need to know a lot more information.
I think so.
Well, thanks
that's
for joining
that.
Us.
Yeah, I was like, we should say thanks, Jeremiah, for joining us. Where are you going to be? Tell the people where you are. Tell them where to follow you.
You can come see me live in Arlington, Virginia at the beginning of December. And then on New Year's Eve, I'll be in Sunnyvale, California, which is right outside the Bay Area. And then a lot of dates in the new year, jeremiahwatkins.com. Jeremiah, stand up on social media. I'm a fun follow. And check out my podcast, Scissor Bros, Jeremiah Wonders, and Stand Up on the Spot.
There we go.
What week is this coming out?
I think mid-December. I don't know.
I will be at the Vancouver House of Comedy December 14th through the 18th. I will be at 3 E's Comedy Club in Colorado Springs, Colorado, January 5th and 6th. I will be... I got plane tickets to fucking buy. Damn. I will be in Chicago at Zany's January 27th, 28th, and 29th. I think. Find out. There, find out online.
Go look online. I'll be in Salt Lake City December 22nd, one night only at Wise Guys. New Year's Eve, Rosemont in Chicago, Zanies, New Year's Eve 27th, 29th, whatever that weekend is. And then Milwaukee Improv, January 12th to 14th. And then I am going to be coming to Canada. Oopsies. They're letting me back in. Can you believe it? I'll be doing a show on the 24th, I believe, in Vancouver. 25th, I'll be in Seattle. And 26th, I'll be in Portland. Tickets are only on sale for Seattle right now. But get ready for that because people keep asking me about Canada. Check out all of us on Instagram. Laura forgot a date.
I forgot a date. Thursday, January 5th through Sunday, January 8th, I'll be at the Phoenix House of Comedy. And then I'll be in Colorado Springs the January 20th and 21st. I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Goodbye. Email us in your slob story, slobspod@gmail.com. We have a Patreon. Join that. Follow us all on Instagram if you're not, and follow the Slobspod Instagram and, rate and review. We love it. We love to see it. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Follow the podcast at Slobspod. Follow me at Laura Bites.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.